Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A gunman opened fire as hundreds of people stood outside after a high school graduation ceremony yesterday in Richmond, Virginia, killing two unidentified people and wounding five. One of those killed had just graduated. It happened around Richmond's Monroe Park. Other people were hurt as they tried to escape the gunfire, including a 9-year-old girl who was hit by a car with non-life-threatening injuries. Richmond Interim Police Chief Rick Edwards.
We have another individual who is in custody who is 19 years old, who we believe was involved in the shooting. At this point, in consultation with the Richmond Commonwealth Attorney's Office, we plan on seeking charges for second-degree murder times two for that individual.
A pair of GOP heavyweights are jumping into the 2024 presidential race. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced his candidacy during a town hall event in New Hampshire last night. Meanwhile, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to formally announce his candidacy tonight in Iowa. Ukraine is accusing Russia forces of blowing up a dam in Russian-controlled area of the front lines of the war, threatening hundreds of thousands of people across the region and potentially endangering Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Correspondent Alex Crawford in Ukraine.
We are talking about 18 cubic kilometers of water which has been unleashed, and the floodwaters have been washing down slowly but surely, swallowing up about 100 villages and towns, including Kherson City, the capital of Kherson region.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, he met with the Saudi Crown Prince to discuss joint efforts to combat terrorism and expand economic cooperation. The meeting comes amid rising tensions after Saudi Arabia said it will cut oil production that will hurt American consumers. USA News.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Canadian wildfires are causing air quality alerts as smoke hits the United States. Regions of New York have been placed under an air quality advisory. Northeast Pennsylvania and southern New England also reported air quality issues. Survivors and families of victims of the 9/11 terrorist attack are outraged about the PGA Tour merging with Saudi-backed 54 Golf, sometimes known as LIV Golf. 9/11 Families United say it's shocked and deeply offended by the PGA's merger with the 54. LIV is actually Roman numerals for the number 54, as each golf tournament will have 54 holes, 18 fewer than a typical PGA event. The White House has launched a new website that lets you monitor big new road, bridge, and other infrastructure projects.
It's called invest.gov, and it tracks both public and private projects. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there are plenty of both.
In addition to over $200 billion that have already happened in terms of those federal investments, there have been over $400 billion of private investments.
The site will summarize government spending state by state, including jobs created and businesses started. Despite the record number of jobs created during his term, the president has had a tough time getting credit. The Invest.gov website hopes to help fix that. I'm Rich Johnson.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And I gotta say, what keeps coming up is that we need to focus on that which is legitimate and genuine. I think we're getting knocked off balance. This is why we're on the wrong track, is that we've been dissuaded from those true and noble and righteous aspects and characteristics that many of us were raised by. And, you know, the theme of this month is Pride Month. And I thought, well, what are you proud of? Let's look at the genuine, you know, what the legitimate reasons for us to be proud. I'll tell you, I'm proud of my faith in Almighty God, who created all things and is sovereign over all. I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of my service to this great country. I'm proud of being part of this great American experiment that has freed more people, elevated more people out of poverty, given more people an opportunity to achieve their dreams and greatness. I'm proud that with our allies, we liberated millions and saved Western civilization from communism and fascism. I'm proud of the hard-working ethic that is woven into the woof and warp of our exceptionalism. I'm proud that when disaster strikes, it is America who generally is first to respond with food, services, and relief. And it goes on from there. I'm curious, maybe I want to recommend that you write up your own list of what you're proud about, so that when the issue of pride comes up, we can talk about legitimate reasons, good, healthy reasons that advance a society, that make for stronger families. Maybe we should focus on those things that make us proud. Rick Manning joins us now. He is the unabated, I was going to say, president of Americans for Limited Government, my good friend Rick Manning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. That's a great intro. To focus on, we're in Pride Month. Well, I'm proud to be somebody who stands up and doesn't accept what I'm told. I need to accept when I know that it's wrong. And I'm proud that there are millions upon millions of Americans who do the same thing, who care more about what's true than what's comfortable. And that's almost a definition of Christianity. Mm-hmm. So it's there's a lot to be proud of, but I remind that pride is the real irony of the adoption of the word pride is it is the sin that sent Satan careening out of heaven. Mm-hmm. And those who are prideful for being prideful sake for they are, you know, that is not what we're called to be, because we're supposed, that's not recognizing who we are and what we're created to be as human. It's recognizing, it's putting ourselves above our. So Friday is one of those double-edged sword kind of concepts, and it's not just, so it's not surprising that those who are following an evil path have bought into adopting a sin that is all based on personal self-adulation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where you can get tripped up. I mean, your definition of pride, you know, from a humanistic standpoint, yes, it's what the Bible warns about, that, you know, pride goeth before destruction. So, you know, and that pride that the Bible is referring to here is man-made pride. You know, the pride I would hope that I'm referring to is that, again, what is the legitimate aspect of pride? You know, you get Pride Month, and you get the human expression of pride versus, you know, what's the spiritual legitimate aspect of that characteristic?
Yeah, I think the legitimate spiritual is carrying yourself as someone who has worth, carrying yourself as and being a person who sees worth in others, and essentially treats people as Christ would treat them. That's something to be that's how we live out being proud.
Well, it's a sense of confidence in knowing. It's a sense of confidence, Rick, in knowing that your identity comes from God. You know, it doesn't come. I mean, right now there's a lot of discussion about people's identity. Oh, your identity was determined at your birth because the doctor declared that you had certain genitalia that said, okay, you are a male or you are female. I mean, this is, you know, this is bananas what they're trying to, you know, do, and confusing, especially young people. To the degree, I don't know if you saw that Matt Walsh documentary. It's quite interesting, and he's just asking a simple question, going around asking, "What is a woman?" I mean, he's talking to therapists, he's talking to people, educated people that are supposed to know better. It's no wonder that we have a Supreme Court justice, when she was asked, "What is a woman?" It was like she couldn't answer the question. I mean, this is what happens when we untether ourselves from God Almighty and the truth of God. You know, as you and I have talked about before, you know, truth no longer in today's America is no longer a defense. It's an offense. It offends people. It's amazing, huh?
Well, you know, I strongly suspect that has always been the case since we saw, you know, biblically, Jesus was truth, and he offended so much that they sent him to a cross because he was offensive to the world.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, we'd much rather live in a lie, and that's really that's the human condition, isn't it? That's what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'd much rather live in a delusion, oftentimes a delusion of our own creating. Rather than in truth, which is, you know, in truth is you without any makeup on. I know you're not, unless you're on TV, you're not doing makeup, but there's no, it's without any of the false fronts. It's without any of the things we do to try to prop ourselves up or build our own little, you know, our own little world so we can feel comfortable in it. Is taking down all the constructs and is actually having, you know, looking at things as they are, as opposed to as we would have them be. And that's truth. And that is, and, you know, when you're exposed, warts and all, it becomes, we have the artifices because we need them. And we create them because we need them. Truth exposes them. And so that's why society as a whole, and particularly the world, can't stand truth, because truth exposes the world for what it is.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Rick Manning. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can, with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Hey, I know it's early. You probably haven't even had your first cup of coffee, or maybe even had your second. And we're into some heavy stuff here, but because this is the life we live. This is what we're dealing with. You know, Rick Manning, who's the president of Americans for Limited Government, you know, was talking with Jeff Johnston from Focus on the Family. And he had a great warning, and we reminded everybody of this yesterday. And that is that, you know, what do you tell your kids? Because what's out in the streets right now is out in the streets. I mean, it is in your face at every turn. It's so pervasive. Commercials on television, everywhere you go, classrooms. You know, I was in California. I was talking to my daughter-in-law, and I said, are you aware of these books that are in the class? Oh, yeah, we were aware, and we got them moved out. I said, but did you know where they moved them? And she kind of looked at me. I said, in the library. They moved them in the library without any restrictions, so every kid has access to them. And guess what? They're curious little minds. They hover around the aisle there in the library where the books are at, and they're all giggling and pointing, talking to one another, and counseling one another on things that their minds are still trying to formulate and understand. This is how crazy this has become. We are grooming our kids. We're allowing our kids to be groomed, you know, for something that is so nefarious, Rick, I can't even imagine. But left to our own human devices, boy, you know, you talk about being evil. If the truth be known, you know, if the shroud was really pulled back on the evil that was running rampant in our nation today, people would... I think people's heads would explode and they wouldn't know what to do. And maybe that's what needs to happen, because if they did realize that truth, it would cause them to, you know, to ask God for forgiveness in ways that they never thought they could imagine.
Yeah, I agree. The I kind of in my county that I live in, which is one of the more probably. Well, one of the most conservative counties in Maryland, which you might think Maryland's pretty liberal, and it is, but there are rural, little rural counties around that are conservative. All five members of the House, the Board of Supervisors, County Commission, are ostensibly Republican. And we've got a school board member who's getting enormous amount of grief because they had the audacity of saying, we need to do a review of the books in the library. And so suddenly, you know, there's this big attack that says, you know, oh, you're trying to book ban, you're trying to do this, and attacking that, you know, this is, we need to trust our librarians and like them. And these are the same people who keep insisting on the word democracy, and everything's got to be democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, democracy isn't allowing, not having your elected representatives, the people you actually hired to oversee the government, have them basically turn a blind eye to what the poison that's being poured into your children's head. That in fact is just the opposite. Mm-hmm. You hire these people to be watchdogs for you as a parent or as a society, and so it's actually their job to take a look at what the paid employees are doing and make certain that the paid employees are spending the public's money in a way that is, in fact, enriching for the youth.
You're speaking common sense. And common sense has left the building a long time ago, Rick. You know, parents need to be really proactive in a sense of that, go check the books out. I'm not saying, you know, destroy them, steal them, take them off the shelf. Get them out of there by checking the books out. If you need to, you know, check them out every, you know, just have another parent check it out and put them away and check them out in mass so they get off the shelf so they're not available to the kids. You know what I'm saying? Get them out of there.
Buy more.
Well, that's fine. Buy more and keep checking out more. My point is
you can do that. And I just think that ultimately, we have to have elected representatives. We have to insist that our elected representatives are, you know, engaging and are supported when they stand up, because the teachers' union is the ones who have the money in terms of fighting in the education system. The same teachers' union that kept your kid out of school for 2 years, that teachers' union is fighting to keep this garbage in the school.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so supporting the school board members who are standing up and saying, I ran to try to protect our children. I've looked at what's in the library. It's appalling. And we're going to have a discussion about it. Understand, you're going to get called names. You're going to call a fascist book burner.
Mm. Yeah.
But understand this.
Yeah, but meanwhile, see what happens, just like with this government, they just buy time. and they wear you out, and here, you know, 4 years later, you're stuck with this president that you're still wondering, how can this guy be a legitimate president? Because they won't count the votes, you know?
Well, they wear you out. They're going to, that's what they try to do. They have, they're getting paid either way, so, you know, they don't care. Bottom line, though, is if you sit there and you do this, and they start calling you, they're going to call you a fascist and everything. Here's the thing you just have to say back. It's pretty simple. Fascism, there's a billion books that could be purchased. Decisions are made about what books are purchased and what books are not purchased. I'm using taxpayer. You can buy whatever book you want to off of Amazon or wherever you want to buy it. You can buy that book for yourself. But when it comes to taxpayer funds, we have a responsibility to only put books into our libraries, into our school libraries in particular, into our school libraries that are directly relevant to their education experience. And that's what we need to do. And it's our job as elected officials to ensure that that money's spent wisely.
Exactly. But the parents should have the final say on this, Rick, don't you think?
The parents could have a final say, but ultimately in our country, we designate, we elect people to do that. Now, if your school board is in fact, or your county was in fact abusing the system and is putting garbage into the school, into the kids' minds and the like, and you have the option of, you know, doing the checkout by rotation system, to keep certain books away from children, that's certainly an option. It's a labor-intensive option, but it's an option until you get a chance to go and vote and change out the school board.
Exactly. I think there needs to be a sense of urgency, Rick. We got 2.5 minutes left here, and then I want to talk about how the FBI is still refusing to hand over documents. Interesting. You've got two congressmen, you know, meeting with the FBI, and they come out with two different stories. And, of course, it's partisan in a sense, because you got a Republican point of view of what was discussed, and then you got Jamie Raskin. And Raskin's been, going back to the impeachment days and everything else and his hyperbole, it's like he's disconnected from reality here. I mean, how do you have two different stories from two men who are serving the American people about this document?
Well, the reason you have two different stories is because it's politically in the interest of the Democrats to make it so there's confusion about it, and that there's something that we talked about on MSNBC. We're disputing the document, and it's a matter of. If you really don't care about getting to the truth, you're going to come up with a narrative that says it's not true. You think about Adam Schiff when Devin Nunes at the House Intelligence Committee released a memo that laid out in four pages basically the Russia collusion conspiracy. Adam Schiff denied everything. He said, no, that's a lie. And sought and got the media to effectively undermine anybody actually seeing the memo. I ran a campaign called Read the Memo Campaign, trying to get people to get access to it and see it. But it is but it's not about truth finding. It's about political gamesmanship. And Jamie Raskin's job was to protect Biden at all costs. And these guys forget that they take an oath to the Constitution. They don't take an oath to a specific political party. And it's and as a result, our country's poor for it.
No doubt. That's it. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick. Take care. Have a good day.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the ding-a-rooski. The ding-a-rona. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch.
Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. And if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. A gunman opened fire as hundreds of people stood outside after a high school graduation ceremony yesterday in Richmond, Virginia, killing two unidentified people and wounding five. It happened around Richmond's Monroe Park. Other people were hurt as they tried to escape the gunfire, including a 9-year-old girl who was hit by a car with non-life-threatening injuries. Richmond Interim Police Chief Rick Edwards.
We have another individual who is in custody who is 19 years old, who we believe was involved in the shooting. At this point, in consultation with the Richmond Commonwealth Attorney's Office, we plan on seeking charges for second-degree murder times two for that individual, with more potential charges to follow.
A pair of GOP heavyweights are jumping into the 2024 presidential race. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie announced his candidacy during a town hall event in New Hampshire last night. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. He's the Tea Party Patriots man in Washington. Bill Basco joins us now. He's all excited because Eric Swalwell was vindicated. It only took the Ethics Committee, I don't know what, 2 years or so to say that, he had nothing to do with Fing Fang, I guess. I don't know. Aren't
Justice
you excited?
Justice moves slowly. Justice moves slowly. That's all I got to say about that, Bill.
Yeah, maybe they'll have to give him back his committee assignments as a result that he was exonerated. And the Ethics Committee, this is the same committee in essence that first of all said that it was okay to do insider trading. Then they said they couldn't do insider trading. And I'm not sure where we are right now. All I know is that our politicians are very good. They're very happy with the system right now, I guess, the way it's working on their behalf.
Let's talk about ethics more generally, not just politicians. Let's talk about the ethics of a politician's family. Let's talk about the first family, in fact. We've got a House committee report that was released a couple weeks ago that says that from various foreign sources, the Biden family in the last 15 years has received about $10 million. Now, I'm just dying to know, what is it that the Biden family, that the president's brother James and his son Hunter, and here's the funny part, his dead son Beau's former wife is receiving payments.
Right.
We've got multiple family members. I think it's a total of 9 family members receiving a total of $10 million from foreign sources. And the question is, what are the foreigners buying? What do they think they're buying?
You and I know
vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, you and I know what they're buying, and also, do you want the over or under on that $10 million?
oh, I'll take the over, please. I think this is just the first tranche. I think this is just the first step. I think we're going to find out there's a lot more money. Look, when you've got, we've known for years that, that a shady energy company in Ukraine called Burisma decided that they wanted a Biden on their board of directors. And so Hunter Biden got paid $1 million a year, $83,000 a month. Now, here's a guy who doesn't know anything, doesn't know the first thing about the energy industry, doesn't know how to speak Ukrainian, yet somehow or other, he's got a seat on the board of a Ukrainian energy company that's paying him $1 million a year. For what? For what purpose? For no purpose other than that his last name was Biden, and they were paying somebody for a reason. We know what the reason is.
Exactly. The other deal, Bill. Look at, you got to consider this. Miranda Devine called them princelings. These are the children of elected and influential people, right? In her book, The Laptop from Hell. Okay, we've got the Biden princelings. We've got the Pelosi princelings. We've got the Kerry princelings. We've got the Mitt Romney princelings. And it's interesting, you know, as one said, what are the odds of four people all having children working for Ukrainian gas companies? And let's take it a step further. Is America's problem with energy right now, because we're energy independent, is there some connection here with the princelings tied into this, getting money, buttressing up Ukrainian gas companies at the American people's expense? Just asking the question.
Great question. Great question. Don't know the answer. And who's investigating? You know, normally in the old days, we would have people who would be looking into this. We've got a fight right now going on between the Republican Congress and the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The FBI has a document called an FD 1023. It's the standard form that an FBI agent fills out when he gets a tip from one of their confidential human sources. So it turns out that years ago, they got a tip from a confidential human source, a guy who was reliable enough over the years that the FBI paid him $200,000 for his services as an informant. He's a guy that the FBI thought was credible for a long time.
Right.
He gives the FBI agent a tip, and the tip comes repeatedly over a number of years. Three different times he had conversations with FBI agents over a period of years, alleging, apparently, I haven't seen the document, so I got to say alleged, but as I understand it, the document says that the confidential human source says that as vice president, Joe Biden took a $5 million bribe in exchange for a policy action. Now, that is the oldest kind of corruption that we have in government. When we put private interest above the public interest. It's one of the reasons that when you look at the impeachment clause in the Constitution, what can a president be impeached for? He can be impeached not just for high crimes and misdemeanors, the vague general statement, but specifically bribery and treason. Those are the two crimes that are actually named in the Constitution, bribery and treason. What's going on? The FBI won't turn over that document to the committee that has a right, the committee that oversees the FBI that has a right to look at that document. The FBI director refuses to turn over that document. And as a result, the House of Representatives may be moving to cite the director of the FBI for the first time in history for criminal contempt of Congress.
Right.
The House Oversight Committee is going to meet tomorrow and discuss whether or not they should move a resolution citing Chris Wray for criminal contempt of Congress for refusing to share the document with the committee. This is getting to be a real problem, a real problem.
It really is. And, of course, they had yesterday Jamie Raskin, you know, the Democrat who, you know, was up and causing all kinds of issues, you know, during the impeachment with all his hyperbole. Well, he's the Democratic representative in the meeting with the FBI along with Comer, and they come out of the same room, and the stories, there was no connection. You know, Raskin.
Like they weren't in the same meeting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Comer comes out and tells the press, okay, here's what we learned. I can't tell you the details because, while it is not classified, it's not classified because it doesn't deal with national security. But it's still confidential. You know, there's a difference between
it's an ongoing investigation.
Comer says the FBI director told us that this was part of an ongoing investigation. Raskin says, ongoing investigation. I didn't hear anything of the sort. They closed this investigation. Well, wait a second. One of those things is true, and one of them is not. Somebody's actually lying here.
Right. Well, and this is the thing, and Raskin, bless his heart, has not been known to be very truthful, going back to the impeachment days and other statements that he has made. See, but the American people need to understand, you know, from whose lips this information is coming from, because you can't trust the mainstream media to hold him, you know, accountable for those statements any more than you can have them hold, you know, Eric Swalwell or Adam Schiff accountable. You only know them by what they've said and the fruit of their statements. And did they prove out, you know, Adam Schiff swearing, oh, you know, definitely have the goods on him. You know, Trump was definitely evil. He was bad. He's going to be convicted. And after everything was all said and done. And the thing is, it's one thing if you're a downline, you know, House member, but you're a leader. You're the chair of the committee and making these kind of statements. That's irresponsible. This is why, you know, Leader McCarthy, and God bless him for doing it, you know, said, nope, you're not going to be part of the program. You're out of here.
You're absolutely right. And let's also take just a moment to comment about the late-to-the-party mainstream media that spent years turning a blind eye to corruption with the Biden family. We finally broken through. You know, for Miranda Devine, you mentioned her earlier. For all of your listeners, if you're not following Miranda Devine, you should be, because she's one of the few journalists that has been all over the Biden corruption story from the very beginning. She's got the best reporting, the best in-depth stuff.
She and Peter Schweitzer.
That's right. CBS finally broke through and had an interview with Gary Shapley, the IRS, the 14-year IRS veteran whistleblower, talking about the IRS investigation of Hunter Biden and how that's been tubed by the Department of Justice, political influence coming to bear over this investigation of Hunter Biden. Thank you, CBS. Now, it would be nice if NBC and ABC and the New York Times and the Washington Post would follow suit.
You think we might have professional journalism returning to this country?
I don't know. I can hope, can't I, Bill?
You and me both. Life could be a dream. Bill Pascoe, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
I got to say, America, is that, look, we've got to start holding them accountable. I mean, what's happening here, you know, and again, this is not about a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. If you think it's partisan, then you're missing the whole point. We're not going to save this country through a party. The parties and the partisanship is what got us in this mess to begin with. We're going to save this country because we all come together under the banner of USA, red, white, and blue, America. That's how we're going to get this country back on track. It's not any one politician that's going to lead the way, okay? It's going to be an organic movement brought to you by we the people. Those three powerful words in our U.S. Constitution. Because it is endless, the mess that we're in and the things that are happening. Our children, I mean, this is dire. I mean, and if you cannot see this, then I'm sorry that you can't, but I'm going to keep sounding the alarm. Our children are at risk here. The next generation, our grandchildren who are yet to be born, we're going to bring them into this hot mess because we said, okay, well, it's okay right now. We'll get through it. Thank God, you know, I'm, you know, 70, 80 years old, so I'm not going to have to live with this any longer. But what are you leaving behind? What are you leaving behind? This is a time that calls for courage. It is a time that's going to test the very souls of every American. And dare I say, not only America, because sometimes I think we get America-centric. We think it's all about America. But the very same thing is happening around the world. And that was brought to light here recently when I spoke with a brigadier general retired from Israel. Interesting, the similar problems they were having that were constitutionally based. That aside, right now, it's time for Chris Chmielewski. He joins us now. He's the Numbers USA Vice President. And we're going to talk about, you know, the latest happenings there with the Supreme Court. Chris, welcome. Always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for depressing me.
Well, the thing, it is depressing, Chris. You know, when you think about where we are right now, you know, I opened up the show, you know, and I share with people that God has he and I have this contract. And that's when 3 o'clock in the morning comes, he wakes me up. And when he wakes me up, I listen. You know, and it's interesting because no matter where I'm at, whatever time zone, I could be in Hawaii, 3 o'clock in the morning, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, wherever I'm at. And this morning, again, I was reminded to look at the legitimate. You know, I've used this comparison that we can learn a lot from bankers, because bankers, when they study counterfeit money, they don't study the counterfeit. What they focus in is on the legitimate, right? so that when the counterfeit comes across, they can clearly see the difference. And I think that's the word for America today, is that we need to focus on the legitimate so that we can recognize the false. We can recognize the counterfeit. And that's what's happening right now in this country. We've let our guard down, and we have allowed the illegitimate, the counterfeit, to invade every aspect of our culture. And as a result, we've got this craziness going on, whether it's at the border, whether we may or may not have a president who's committed treason, who has, taken bribes. This is so upside down here, Chris. And we're talking the United States of America, the land of the free, home of the brave, 245 plus years of tradition and exceptionalism. And it's all being turned on its head by a small minority of self-interest.
Yeah, and that's a great point you make about the real and the counterfeit. And I think I can apply it to the current situation that's happening at the border. Yesterday we started to hear reports that the White House is again, they're dancing around claiming victory at their job of handling the border crisis. After the end of Title 42, they say there's been a massive reduction in Border Patrol apprehensions. And then you have to read the next phrase, between ports of entry. What does that mean? It means that people aren't crossing the border illegally anymore because they're sending them all to ports of entry. That's how they're coming in illegally. So they're still coming in illegally. They're just not coming across the border between ports of entry illegally. Instead, they're using things like the CBP One app and some of these other parole programs that the administration has illegally established to try to bring people here. Make no mistake, they're still coming illegally. They're just not crossing the border illegally. So crisis at the border is apparently ended, but it's all counterfeit.
You see, and Chris, and good point. And the thing is that here they are. The Biden administration is doing this. They know time is on their side right now. Because when is this going to be finally adjudicated? A couple of years down the road. Right now, we're at 6-7 million. We're going to be at 10 million there in another 2 years, you think, at least?
Quite possibly. We haven't, unfortunately, with the reports of the last 24 hours, all we've seen is, we've got the House of Representatives has a couple of oversight committee hearings over the next couple of days. And so all of these numbers are coming out of their prepared statements that they've provided to the committees, before they go before these committees and testify on their handling of the border crisis. So none of it is official numbers yet. It's just included in testimony. So that's what we're taking these numbers from. So until we see the official numbers, but again, there's a number of different ways that the administration can report these numbers. They report not just the Border Patrol apprehensions. Those are people that come across the border illegally and get apprehended by Border Patrol, but there's also the people that show up at ports of entry illegally and the people that are using the CBP One app. Some of those might be one and the same, a little bit of crossover. And then there's the folks that they're just granting parole from outside the country and just simply flying them in. So we have to find a way to be able to compile all these numbers and find out exactly how many people are still entering without authorization. And that's the key, because if that number is essentially the same that we've seen in terms of Border Patrol apprehensions for the last 2.5 years, then no, we still have a crisis going on. We've still got
a lot of
people coming here illegally. We're just trying to fudge the numbers to avert any appearance that there's a crisis going on.
I'm glad you used the F word, fudging the numbers, because this is what, the Democrats do. They fudge, here you are. You are the vice president of Numbers USA. Numbers matter for you. And you have to rely on a source that's suspect to begin with. So everything's, kind of an estimate. Mayorkas, he might as well just hold his finger up in the air and just, feels like, I had a conversation with the mayor of Hartford, Connecticut last week. And, all the mayors were coming together from all these major cities to talk about these issues. Of course, border was one of them. I said, what do you know? You know, do you really have the trust and the verification that these numbers that they're telling you are okay? Plus, on top of that, I mean, who are we letting in? You know, Chris, if we were letting in, you know, migrants that had no connection with the cartels, that's one thing. But these migrants have, you know, they're commandeered. They're indentured servants to the cartels. They are not free agents. And what are they going to bring with them, whether it's diseases that have been showing up suddenly that we haven't been exposed to in decades that are now being reintroduced into the culture? We've talked about this forever, but it doesn't seem like the Democrats could care less. But I can tell you the communities where these migrants are going into, as you and I have discussed previously, they don't go into Nancy Pelosi's district. They're not going to, you know, Chappaquiddick. They're not, you know, going to the Hamptons. I mean, they're going to these small minority communities because birds of a feather flock together. That's when they know, you know, they can have some conversation. There's cultural, you know, assimilation and relevance there as opposed to going into different parts of the country. And so these small communities are the ones that are getting pulverized with these decisions. And guess what? Mayorkas and the rest of the group, they could care less. They're not talking to them.
Right, right. And a lot of those small communities are minority communities.
Exactly.
And that's why I think you saw a number of them move away from Biden in the 2020 elections and towards Trump. So because they're the ones that are being most directly affected, as you mentioned, it's not the communities where the elites live in. They're not going there. But I think, you know, one thing to keep in mind is that even if the Border Patrol is making roughly more than 1,000 apprehensions a day, which I think their congressional testimony for the next couple of days is that they're making about 3,000 apprehensions. I think that's the number that's in there. That's still well above what the normal level of apprehensions were during the Obama years. So we're still way above the norm here.
What's their capacity, Chris? What could they reasonably handle there? I mean, 3,000, that's a lot of people to process here.
It's a lot of people, and we know this is happening. And one of the ways that we know this is happening is Robert Kennedy Jr., who's President Biden's primary opponent for 2024, mm-hmm. has been down at the border this week and has been posting videos on Twitter of him showing at 1 a.m. in the morning the number of people that are coming across. So he's even exposing what's happening down there. So we know these people continue to come. Border Patrol was put into the Department of Homeland Security after 9/11 because they're supposed to be on the front lines protecting our national security. After all the concerns from 9/11, that was one of the major recommendations. We need to consolidate this. We need to have an agency that oversees all Homeland Security. That's their job. Their job mm-hmm. is to protect the homeland. Their job is
exactly.
not to provide services to people who are crossing the border illegally. So, you know, to me, nobody crossing the border illegally is the right number.
Gotta leave it there. Chris Jimolinski, thank you.
We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call?